Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Tav Zayinim Abayis, teaches us, Tana Rabbanim Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim Basara. We make Birchas Chasanim with a minion of people, Kol Shiva for all 7 days of the Sheva Brachas. Amar Yehuda, and comments on this Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Shebo Panim Chadoshes. This Brach is only recited if there are Panim Chadoshes. In understanding who are considered Panim Chadoshes and why Panim Chadoshes are required, we begin by reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Shulchan Aruch Simen Eben Ezra Simen Samach Bey Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Brachas Ushe Masifim Beis Chasanim. This bracha that we add in the Beis Chasanim, he bracha achron mishava bracha she brachas ashabara. The Shulchan Aruch begins by speaking about the bracha of ashabara, which that bracha is recited even if there are no panim chadoshes, as the Rama says. V'yei shomrim daf ashabara emivar kol shiva al kshemazm namachirim. Says the Rama that even though, as we just said, and the Gemara taught us that the halacha of Panim Chadoshes doesn't apply for the bracha of Ashabara, still, it has to be part of a Sheva Brachas meal. Avam Oichel B'nei Beisa, if somebody's eating with his family, Eim Avarchim, the bracha of Ashabara is not recited. Says the Shulchan Aruch in describing who are Panim Chadoshes, Baba Dvar Mamurim, it's only considered panim chadoshes if these are individuals who were there by the chasna of shama brachas. Am hayo oichlam achayrim shloy shama brachas nesuin b'shas nesuin b'varchem b'shvilim ach brachas amazin zayin brachas k'derech shemivarchem b'shas nesuin. So the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that in order to be able to say Sheva Brachas, in order to be considered a situation of Panim Chadoshes, we need to have people who were never there previously. If we have people who were there even for the Chuppah, they no longer can be considered Panim Chadoshes. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch in this opinion, Vushiyi Asar V'Chasim Minyan. Halach is you have to have a minion. But as we discussed previously, as the Gemara says on Daf Ches, the Chosin could be one of that minion. Now, this is the opinion of the Rambam. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Rosh. V'yeshon shafilo hoi b'shas ha-chuppah. Even if they were there by the chuppah, v'shamah ha-brachas, and they were there, and they heard the brachas under the chuppah, em lo achlu shamarata, if they never participated in a meal, mikru panim chadoshes, they can be considered panim chadoshes. Umevarchem b'shvilim zayin brachas achar birchas hamazon, and we could say because of these people sheva brachas after the benching, and says the Shulchan Aruch v'kein pashut haminyan. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Rosh, who can be considered panim chadoshes. Does it have to be a person who didn't even attend the chuppah? Or can it be even a person who attended the chuppah but did not attend any meal? Now, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is like the Rosh, that even if a person attended the chuppah, but if the person did not attend the meal, he can't be considered panim chadoshes. B'yei Shomrim, continues the Rama, the Mahayasham Panim Chadoshes, that to be considered Panim Chadoshes, an individual who's a Panim Chadoshes, Afa Pishay Noichum Sham, even though he doesn't participate in the meal, Mevarach Bishvilam, he could be considered a Panim Chadoshes, that the Sherbrachs could be Sefram Laila V'yay. So, in understanding this very fundamental machloikis of the Rambam in Rosh, who could be considered Panim Chadoshes? Daruch HaShulchan, here in Siman Tzadik Beis of Eben Ezer, Sifim Chof Gimel through Chavov, and the stipler as well, say that the machloikis is why are Sheva Brachas recited when there's Panim Chadoshes. And this machloikis permeates the entire subject of Panim Chadoshes with very significant halachic ramifications. Darach HaShulchan explains that the opinion of the Rambam is that the person attending the wedding has a chiv to make a bracha for the chasen. So if he was there already, even at the chuppah, he already fulfilled his obligation to give a bracha to the chasen. So he doesn't have to do it again. And moreover, if there is no one new at a meal, so there's no one that has an obligation to say a bracha l'kavod hachasan. Since there's no one that has an obligation to say a bracha l'kavod hachasan, we don't say sheva brachas. It's not considered that we have panim chadoshes. But if that's the Rambam's opinion, the Rosh's opinion is that panim chadoshes are not the obligation of the attendee at the wedding. Panim chadoshes is an obligation for the chasam v'kala. If there's ribui simcha, if there's an enhancement of simcha, l'kovet ha-chasam v'kala, we say sheva brachas. What is considered an enhancement of simcha? The fact that that the chasam and kala, that the fact that there's a new person. And we'll see, as we get deeper into this sugya of Parim Chadoshes, that there may be different obligations on what the meal should look like, and who should be at the meal, and how many people should be at the meal, in order to fulfill the obligation of Parim Chadoshes. That is the way the Stipler and Aruch HaShulchan explain this machlaikis. And as I said, this question of why we need Panim Chadoshes permeates every aspect of Hilchos Sheva Brachos. One of the most commonly asked questions, commonly done activities, is that, particularly at the wedding, but even at Sheva Brachos, people don't want to stay till the end of the meal. They don't want to stay till benching. And they leave. And they leave before benching, and they leave before Sheva Brachos. So there are really two separate issues to discuss when we discuss this shaila. One is a Birchas HaMazon shaila, that if I attended a wedding, and I participated together with all of the attendees at the wedding, and therefore I have a b'chiv, a Birchas HaZimun, together with all these people, how could I bench myself? Or just bench with three people when I could bench with a minion. So certainly, one of the ways to avoid that issue is not leaving. There's a number of ways of avoiding the issue. One is not to wash, so you have no chiyuv b'birchas hamazon. That's the simplest advice. Another approach is by benching with a minion at the wedding. You're not waiting till the end of the wedding, when the wedding is going to have Birchas HaMazon, but you bench with the people around you, a minion, Birchas HaMazon, which of course is not really a very practical piece of advice, because you're leaving early, but you don't want to make a big scene that you're leaving early and gather together a minion of people to bench the minion. A third approach to avoid this issue, Ramosha in the Chuvis in Eben Ezer Chelik Aleph Simen Pei Zayin says that if a person who's attending a wedding knows that he's going to need to leave early, he should have in mind when he washes Natilas Yadayim that he doesn't want to be included, he doesn't want to be part of the Zimun, and therefore he has no Chiv of Zimun, of benching with Zimun, and that avoids that problem. So the issue of Birchas HaMazon which is not really the subject of our shiur today, has somewhat been dealt with. But that is another issue. The chiv of Sheva Brachas. What do we do with that? So, the Mechas Yitzchok in Chelek Beis Simen Mem Gimel is lenient. The reason he's lenient is because the chiv Sheva Brachas, and we spoke about this in our previous shiur as well, doesn't come at the beginning of the meal. It doesn't come during the middle of the meal. It only comes at the end of the meal. So, if someone is not there when they're going to be saying Birchas Hamazon, there's no chiv of Sheva Brachas. So it's not that he had a chiv of Sheva Brachas that he walked away from. He had no chiv yet of Sheva Brachas. Furthermore, as is clear in our Gemara on Daf Ches, which we didn't even learn yet, we didn't quote in our Shia yet, the chiv, the real chiv of Sheva Brachas is only the first day, and that's why we're going to discuss that there may not even be a chiv upon him chadoshes on the first day. That's why, according to that, the chiv, if it's not by the wedding and you're attending a Sheva Brachas meal, it may be easier to leave before benching, even though you won't be there for Sheva Brachas. And so too does Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Shailos HaTshuvos HaElef L'cha Shlomo, in discussing the issue that we discuss in our previous year. What is the halacha if a meal, a Sheva Brachas meal, began during the 7 days, but by the time the Sheva Brachas meal is over, it's ready after the 7 days? Do we stay still Sheva Brachas? Is it like Shabbos, where if one began Shalosh Shudas during Shabbos, and by the time he comes to benching, it's after Shabbos, or Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh? The halacha is that as long as you began the meal on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, you could say Yalav Yava, you could say Ritzei in benching. That's because it's part of the benching. Here the Chiv of Sheva Brachas come only at the end of the meal, and since they only come at the end of the meal, if you're not there, there is no chiv of Sheva Brachas. However, if we look in the tshuvas of Rabbi Yonason Steif, Simon Zion, he very much connects this to the question that we've been discussing. The machloikis of the Rambam in Rosh, why we need to have Panim Chadoshes. If we say that the chiv of Panim Chadoshes is a chiv on the person who attends the wedding to be mevorech the chasen, so then once I attended the wedding, or once I attended the Sheva Brachas meal, I have that obligation. How could I walk away from that obligation? If, however, the chiv of Panim Chadoshes is all, everything is not about the person who's attending. It's not about the attendee. It's about the chasen v'kala. So the chasen v'kala can continue having their simcha even if I leave. However, what would come out is as follows. According to this, clearly, one can leave before the Sheva Brachas. If it's l'kavod chasam kala, it's not my personal obligation. But if I'm the individual who's the panim chadoshes, and if I leave, then we won't be able to say the Sheva Brachas, because we could only say Sheva Brachas if the Panim Chadoshes is there. Perhaps, we'll discuss this though, then I shouldn't leave, because my leaving will prevent the Chasen Kala from hearing Sheva Brachas. Another question. What happens if we have a Sheva Brachas meal? We could actually have this even by the wedding meal, and the Chasen Kala don't participate in actually eating from that meal. Is the people who are attending are eating, they washed, but the attendees, the chasen kala, don't eat from that meal. So clearly, Rebbe Yoshev in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, in a Sefer Kobus Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Simkuf Samach Aleph, says that if a meal wasn't prepared l'kovet achosim v'kala. That means, let's say we happen to be sitting in a restaurant, we happen to be sitting in a public place, and there's a chosim kala there. The restaurant didn't prepare a meal particularly for the chosim kala. The chosim kala chose to come to dine in the restaurant. We don't say sheva brachas. It wasn't a meal prepared in their honor. So says Rabbi Yosef clearly. But let's say we have a meal that was prepared in their honor, but they didn't participate. The attendees ate, they participated, they washed, everything, but the chosim kala didn't. What would be the halacha? Again, it seems, and Rav Ozner, Shlita, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Reish Pei Aleph, discusses the Shaila. And again, it seems that it's very much connected to the issue that we are discussing. Why do we need Panim Chadoshes? If we say that Panim Chadoshes are there, what, and that really extends to explain why we need, what is the pshat in this meal. If the Panim Chadoshes is because of the people who are attending, the people who are attending have to give a bracha to the Chosma Kala, so the fact that the Chosma Kala didn't participate is immaterial. It's the attendees who count, the opinion of the Rambam. If, however, we say that the Sheva Brachas are really recited in honor of the Chosim Kala, so if the Chosim Kala aren't participating, so this meal isn't in their honor, so how can we say Sheva Brachas? So certainly it seems that at least the Chosim, and preferably both the Chosim Kala, should wash and eat bread and really participate in the meal in order that we should be able to say the Sheva Brachas. This particularly comes up at weddings. You know, the tumult of the wedding, the excitement of the wedding. Chosim Kala are very busy and they're not hungry. They're so excited it's their wedding. And they may not be interested in eating. Chosim Kala, they don't have to eat a lot, but they should wash and make a mitzi and eat a kazayas. There's a very fundamental question as well. How many people do you need to have to qualify for Panim Chadoshes? So, certainly, according to the opinion of the Rosh, that Sheva Brachas is really all about the Chosim Kala, and Sheva Brachas is really about making the Chosim Kala happy, and then we have to have such an individual that makes the Chosim Kala happy, and we'll still speak about that in Mitzvah Shem later. So then, as long as we have one individual, and that is indeed what the Berhetiv says here in Sif Katan Zion, that's a Panim Chadoshes, he creates more Simcha for the Chosim Kala, that one individual, and it's enough that that should be considered Panim Chadoshes. And since, as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'kein poshat haminig, that we follow the minig of the Rosh, so that's why, indeed, the halacha is that one person is enough for Panim Chadoshes. Even though there are paiskim, including Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, who says, Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam says that you need to have two people. Others say that you need to have up to a minion of new people. They're clearly following the opinion of the Rambam that the chiyuv upon him chadoshes is dependent on the attendees. So maybe only when we have a minion of new people. So that is a new obligation on these people who never were here before. That's why we have only then the obligation to say Panim Chadoshes, or at least some group of people. And I saw many different opinions in the Paiskim, anywhere from all 10 to Rav. The opinion that holds Rav is that then it's obvious that this is because there are so many attendees that didn't have a chance to greet the Chosim Kala, to the opinion of the Rav Ram ben Arambam that says that two are enough. Why? Because the Panim Chadoshes is on the attendees. So now I saw that the Paiskim make a very interesting observation. We know that the halacha is Safach Brachas Lahakal. that whenever we have a question, should or should a bracha should or should not be said, we don't make a bracha. So as we just quoted, there's a very fundamental machloikis. How many people are considered parim chadashis? Anywhere from all 10 to just one. And as we just said, the behetiv and the minhag ha'olam is just one is enough. But why don't we say safa brachos lahakol? What's the answer? Say to Paiskim, that once the Shulchan Aruch has established that the kain pashra minig that we're following the opinion of the Rosh, and according to the way we explain the opinion of the Rosh, there is no need to have more than one person for panim chadashos. So therefore it's not safa brachos lahakol, because we already paskind like the Rosh.